Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates is with us live on WBEN this morning. We're talking about a federal government shutdown, which happened just after midnight. But Jack, does a shutdown have the weight that it once had? And we've been through this before, 7 years ago.
Good morning. Yes. I mean, these shutdowns are becoming more and more routine. I think that's a good point. But I think the real question is, how long does it last? Right away, there are a limited interruption to people's everyday lives. But as it carries on, it can have bigger and bigger impacts.
Yeah, these impacts definitely, you've seen them in past shutdowns for federal workers having to go without a paycheck for an extended period of time, especially if, you're not high up in the ranks. Is that going to be greater this time around, where now there seems to be this question of a lot of furloughed workers, will they have a job to come back to? And then I did see pop up, will there be back pay this time around? Is that up in the air?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, a shutdown really kind of looks a lot like the president wants it to look, no matter who the president is. And right away, we expect about 750,000 federal employees are being furloughed today. Others will be deemed essential and will be forced to work without pay. Those folks will certainly get back pay. Whether the people have been furloughed do or not will be negotiated by whatever budget deal ends the shutdown. But we've also heard from the president and from some of his senior staff that they want to use the extraordinary powers that the president gets during a shutdown to fire other federal workers.
Well, each side is so dug in right now. What do you think has to happen to get them to come to an agreement on something?
Well, that's why a lot of us are expecting this may drag on for a while. I think both sides, as you mentioned, are really strong in their position. Both are really, really focused on their bases, right? Whether that's the far right or the far left. And I think all sides are sort of waiting for voters in the middle to react. A lot of questions on, do you think this is Republicans' fault because they control the presidency and both houses of Congress? And, shouldn't it be up to them to keep government open? Or they're saying we've offered several clean, continuing resolutions that don't change anything. And Democrats have voted for them before and should vote for them again. So at some point, we're going to start hearing from voters who say it's Democrats' fault, it's Republicans' fault, it's both of their faults. But I think until those voters start grumbling and reacting, neither side is probably going to move.
Yeah. Is there something to that? Like these deadlines, they've been extended in the past, but the deadline seems like a real inflection point where if nothing's done to avoid that government shutdown, like, is there that much of a rush to get it done? Once the shutdown begins, like, all right, well, it shut down. Like now we're kind of dug in. We could be here for a while.
Well, that's it exactly. I mean, I think really what we're going to see now is a messaging battle, right, between Democrats and Republicans saying, we're right and they're wrong. But until people really feel that heat And as we talked about, it's not going to be immediate, right? Social Security is going to keep getting paid. Medicare is going to keep getting paid. Medicaid has funding, we're told, through the first quarter of the next fiscal year, right? So sort of through the end of the year. You know, until some of those things start changing or people feel it, right? Airports will be open, but TSA agents and you know, are not getting paid, so our line's going to get longer. You know, what do we see at national parks? Are people waiting for passports and other, you know, other federal approvals? Until those things hit you, you're not going to feel this.
Well, Jack, always great to get your thoughts on what's happening. Thank you for joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.